This is Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Anchor FM. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about askotkimberly.org, your go-to for learning and development. Thank you for your support. It's officially 2022. We started Ask OT Kimberly in 2018, centered around mental health. For 2022, this year, our focus is on food. I was having a great conversation with one of my good friends from Minneapolis. We have known each other for a couple years, and much of our relationship is centered around health and wellness, holistic health and wellness within our community, specifically African-American community in Minnesota, specifically the Minneapolis-St. Paul community. All of our adult lives have been spent and groomed in Minnesota. So we are Minnesota girls. However, we both were born and raised outside of Minnesota. Nonetheless, the last two decades of our lives have been built there, have been grown there, and there's some very unique things about our African-American community in the Minneapolis-St. Paul community. Being in the snowy north, we talk a lot about how being so cold, literally and figuratively, we have adopted some things that are not necessarily good for our health. Some of those things are social factors like being so far up north, being in the cold. A lot of the times we have adopted these cold personalities or cold cultural characteristics where we're not very open per se to new people or strangers. We call it Minnesota ice. If I don't know you really well, if you're not a part of my inner circle, my family circle, or if you're not part of your transplant circle, I'm not dealing with you because I don't know who you are. And so we kind of hold people at bay. We don't give people opportunities to get to know us and to know others. And that type of behavior is actually not really healthy behavior, and it actually limits us. So that is one aspect of things that we talked about, having healthy communications, having good social responses, for many of us, having a good therapist, having a licensed and certified psychologist or psychotherapist or social worker. You know, if you know me, you know I love a good therapist. Many of my good friends are therapists. And so it's to our benefit to learn new habits and routines, new social behaviors to challenge us in our lives. The other aspect of our conversation we talked about is our food. It's not just our social factors that are important. It's also what we're putting into our bodies. So my friend, she is all about the science of food and literally the chemistry of the foods that we eat. She was sharing with me how in our society, we recognize that drugs, be it recreational or prescribed drugs, they actually tap into pathways in our brain that are addictive. In the same way, there are certain foods that do that same exact thing. When we eat them, they tap into these parts of our brain that actually are addictive pathways. And so there are foods that we eat culturally, or do we just eat foods for emotional reasons that are actually addictive? And how our society has to move away from just eating because we want to, or eating because it's fun, or eating because it's a cultural food, to eating for health and for life. About 1 year ago at this time, I actually took a really great course from a biochemist who shared about the importance of gut bacteria and gut bacteria balance. And two bacteria that he mentioned that I'd never heard of, Bacteroides was one of them, and Firmicutes was the other. They are kind of the staple of what's happening in our body and whether or not we are actually living well. Our gut is actually a central point for health and wellness. So we know about our brain. You know, we just talked about how important food is for our whole health and whether or not there's addictive things going on. But we also have to talk about the mini brain, which actually is our stomach, our gut, and how the foods that we eat can feed this mini brain or it can clog it up. So all that being said, this talk really honed in on how there are foods that actually can help clear things, keep us focused, give us energy for the day. And then there are foods that literally drain the life out of us. We can't even stay awake past noon. This all has to do with the types of foods that we're eating. So this friend and I, we were talking about how it's very crucial, important for us to look at the foods that we're eating and recognize what is it that we're eating and whether or not this food that we're eating is actually feeding us, helping us to live. And as my friend said, food can either be the death of us or it can be the life of us, literally and figuratively. So many of us in our families have observed loved ones become very ill, lose limbs because of diabetes, and or die because of the foods that we're eating that we could not let go. And how important it is for us in our generation, we are of the millennial ages, that it is important, or the older Gen X ages and older millennial, it's important for us to recognize what are we eating in our bodies and making a commitment to eat better and well so that we live, that we no longer allow food to be an addiction to us, that we no longer allow foods to be the death of us for diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inflammation in the body, all of this itis, no more. So my intention for 2022 is to continue to focus on foods and eating well. You cannot live well holistically, mind, body, and spirit if you are not eating well. What are your intentions for 2022? Is food one of them? I'd love to know. This is Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Anchor FM. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about askotkimberly.org. Your go-to for learning and development. Thank you for your support.